KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's cloudy and 62 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, a high of 78 with a chance of showers redeveloping later this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In the news, Dallas Center Bar's plan to host a wrestling show that will include two dwarfs has drawn some complaints. The Des Moines Register reports the show would be presented as thousands of bicyclists roll through town in July during Ragbri, or the Register's annual Great Bike Ride across Iowa. Brian Falloon owns the longest yard sports grill in Dallas Center and says he was just looking for something different for entertainment. Falloon says he's been invited to attend a meeting with the Dallas Center City Council tonight to discuss his bar's plans. City Councilman Terry Gibson said the dwarf wrestling could cast Dallas Center in a negative light. He says it sounds more like a carnival event and not an afternoon, evening community event. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now? At 877-838-8580. Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
A 13-year-old girl has been fatally injured in a rollover crash on a county road in northeast Iowa. The Iowa State Patrol says the accident occurred around 2:15 p.m. Sunday near Dundee. Patrol says 36-year-old Amber Rutherford of Cedar Rapids lost control of her vehicle on a curb. The vehicle ran off the road and into a ditch before rolling into a wooded area. Patrol says a passenger, 13-year-old Chloe Estes of Cedar Rapids, died at Regional Medical Center in Manchester. Rutherford and three other passengers were taken to the Manchester Hospital and then transferred to the University of Iowa hospitals and clinics in Iowa City. The crash remained under investigation. Cell phone users will pay more to support the networks that handle emergency 911 calls as a result of legislation Governor Terry Branstad signed into law this past weekend. Iowans who have a landline already pay $1 a month for 911 service, while people with a cell phone pay just 65 cents a month. The bill that cleared the Iowa House and Senate raises the monthly cell phone fee for 911 service to $1. Senator Janet Peterson, a Democrat from Des Moines, said everyone cares about ensuring emergency communications systems are working properly.
As Americans and even as Iowans, we may disagree on many things, but when it comes to helping each other in times of tragedy, we know how to pull together. While none of us ever want to be in a situation that warrants a call to 911, I suspect most of us in this room have faced a time where we've had to make that call.
Representative Guy Vanderlinden, a Republican from Oskaloosa, said the bill establishes a consistent charge for 911 service.
The bill would ensure the best possible emergency response services, address the current disparity in E911 surcharges for wireless and landline customers.
A task force assembled last year recommended cell phone users pay the same 911 surcharge that is paid by Iowans who have a landline. Representative Bob Kressig, a Democrat from Cedar Falls, said that extra $6.4 million raised every year by boosting the 911 surcharge on cell phones will pay for necessary upgrades to emergency systems.
Next generation 911 is going to allow for texting, photo, and possibly video.
And as the bill passed the House on a 98-0 vote, it passed the Senate on a 39-11 vote. Senator Mark Shelgren, a Republican from Ottumwa, was one of those no votes.
There's about a 54% increase for those of us who have wireless phones. My family has four cell phones and the landline. So effectively, I'm going to go from having $1 for my home line, 65 cents for the other lines, and now all those are going to come up, so I'm effectively going to be paying $5.
Shelgren is currently paying a total of $3.60 a month for emergency communications on all five of his family lines. Senator Steve Saunders, a Democrat from State Center, says the fee hike seems fair to him.
Senator Shelgren, I've got two kids and a wife, and then we have four cell phones, and a total of 35 cents more for each one of those. I think I can afford it.
Senator Herman Kornbach, a Democrat from Ames, says it makes sense to impose the same 911 surcharge on a cell phone as a landline.
If it costs me an extra 35 cents a month to be able to summon help, if I get, slip off into a ditch in a blizzard, boy, that is well worth it to me, and I think it's well worth it to everybody else.
In 1996, federal officials declared that wireless phones should connect into a 911 systems, and Iowa lawmakers initially set a 50-cent per month 911 surcharge on cell phones used by Iowa residents. It was raised to 65 cents in 2004. A new rule for recreational vehicles was inserted in a catch-all bill approved last week by Iowa legislators. Senator Todd Bowman, a Democrat from Maquoketa, says it's a crackdown on tax evasion.
What this will do is close the loophole by addressing a sham or a shell fake LLC corporation, specifically being in place in the state of Montana. We're talking about million-dollar RVs or luxury vehicles that are being registered out of state, but they're being driven in the state of Iowa. They're maintaining residence in the state of Iowa, but they're getting through this loophole and not paying their user fee.
Montana does not charge sales tax, so people around the country have set up corporations in that state to avoid paying their home state's sales taxes on the purchase of expensive motorhomes. Bowman says some Iowans are using that loophole.
If you're talking about a $25,000 vehicle, that might mean $2,000, but if you're talking about a million-dollar vehicle, it's $50,000.
The proposal has cleared the legislature. It makes it a crime for an Iowa resident who do not use their RV to do business for a Montana-based corporation to evade Iowa taxes by registering their motorhomes in Montana. Bowman says motorhomes create wear and tear on the state's roads just like other vehicles, and the state's sales taxes paid on motorhome purchases help to finance road repairs.
And so that money goes directly to our road use tax fund. We all know the need in our road use tax fund.
Sales taxes on motor vehicles and state taxes charged on motor fuel are deposited into the state road use tax fund, but officials say the fund is at least $250 million short of covering the amount of repair and construction needed in Iowa's road system. Some states have set up tip lines for residents to call in and report on neighbors who have an RV with Montana plates. This motorhome sales tax issue was included in a huge bill that cleared the legislature on its final day. Governor Branstad has used the authority to item veto sections of the bill, and he routinely refuses to say in advance whether he will approve veto proposals. Taking a look now at world headlines at this hour, an official says seven Afghan police have been killed at a checkpoint in Kandahar province. An official says two guests invited to dinner by an Afghan police commander picked up weapons after the meal late yesterday and opened fire, killing the commander and six of his men. One officer survived the attack and told authorities what happened. President Obama joins New Jersey Governor Chris Christie on a tour of New Jersey's beach communities today to see the progress they've made since Superstorm Sandy almost 7 months ago. Meanwhile, the Red Cross says it still has more than a third of the $303 million raised to help Sandy victims. Red Cross says the remaining money will be used to address needs that were not immediately apparent following the disaster. The U.S. Coast Guard and National Transportation Safety Board plan to investigate the fire aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship that cut the voyage short for some 2,200 passengers. The Grandeur of the Seas left Baltimore for a seven-night cruise on Friday, but a fire early Monday blackened a substantial area of the stern on several decks of the ship. No injuries were reported. Passengers are flying to Baltimore today. And the New York mansion that once belonged to the brother of Bernard Madoff is on the market for $4.5 million. The U.S. Marshals Service is listing Peter Madoff's Old Westbury estate on Long Island. Peter Madoff pleaded guilty last year to falsifying documents and lying to regulators as part of his brother's Ponzi scheme and was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He had to forfeit his family's assets as part of the plea deal. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Aileen Nancaro, age 96, of Exira, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Aileen Nancaro will be today at 10:30 at Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Phyllis Taylor, age 87, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Memorial graveside services for Phyllis Taylor will be this morning at 10:30 at the Grant Cemetery in Grant. The Sellergren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home has arrangements. Era Anderson, age 86, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services for Era Anderson will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Mabel Henley, age 79, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Mabel Henley will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. James Katzer, age 76, of Persia, died Saturday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial service for James Katzer will be on Wednesday, tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Mary Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Thelma Hammond, age 99, of Corvallis, Oregon, died January 10th. Graveside services for Thelma Hammond will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the Atlantic Cemetery. Roger Newell, age 68, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Thursday at Creighton Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Roger Newell will be on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Izetta Bump, age 100, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Services for Izetta Bump will be held Friday at 10:30 at St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. Irma Chalfant, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Friday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Irma Chalfant will be this Friday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. And Don McCunn, age 80, of Messina, died Monday at his home. Services for Don McCunn are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news and funeral announcements were brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.